Since the dawn of time, there have been stories of great heroes and their victories. This is no such story.
A Beginner's Guide to Interplanetary Destruction, Episode 6, Wasted Space. This episode was spewed forth from the minds of Adam Bauer, William Mead, and Todd Roth. The main cast of Dave, Dylan, Eugene, Joan, Melissa, and Will was shouted into the void by Todd Roth, Ian McGowan, Adam Bauer, Laura Turner, Rebecca Coleman, and Daniel Williams. Hams McChowan holds our hands as we stumble through the abyss of deep space. Additional voicing provided by Adam Bauer, William Mead, Zach Minnett, Lauren Troll, and Sarah Williams. The main theme was performed by the Interplanetary Destruction Players. Visit harbingersofcalamity.bandcamp.com to download original music written and recorded by Daniel Williams and Ian McGowan. The song A Few Good Men comes from MSIF at msif.bandcamp.com. 8-Bit Dungeon Boss appears courtesy of Kevin McLeod at incompetech.com. Finally, Julia's Seizure and Groaning Clones are from Kami-chan and can be found online at harbingersofcalamity.bandcamp.com.
With another perilous journey behind them, our party awakens one by one to find themselves not in the safe confines of Dave's retrofitted bunker, but in a cold, metallic holding cell nestled deep within an unknown structure.
Oof.
Oh, good! You're up.
Is that gas really necessary? We need a wellness enchantment to clear our minds.
Joan, please be quiet. My head is throbbing.
Mine too. But I figured it was the whiskey.
Where are we? This isn't the bunker.
Groan. What gave it away, murder, she wrote?
Melissa, shut the hell up.
Holy chakra, guys. We're in space.
How can you tell?
Usually I feel attuned to Mother Gaia, but her presence is absent from this place.
Normally I'd make fun of you for saying that, but you've been crushing lately, so props.
Yes, I can finally get space wasted. Making that bucket list of the impossible was one of the best life decisions I've made.
What else is on the list?
Me and Morgan Freeman in a tag team cage match versus Ben Franklin and Jesus.
Okay, I guess we're on a sci-fi mission. This could be cool.
David, don't poke the force field.
Something's different. Where are our supplies? Where's that guy who appeared in the gas station after we doomed that world to nanopocalypse?
We got a toilet. That's something. Eugene. Wait, where's Eugene?
Gene?
Gene? Eugene!
Maybe they've got him locked up in a separate cell?
Shh. My keen rogue instincts and advanced hearing indicate that someone's coming.
We can all hear those footsteps, Dylan.
You know, I hear those footsteps.
Shut up, Dave.
Defensive positions, everyone. We may not have weapons, but we have our cutter. Oh, gross, dude. There is piss everywhere.
Sorry. I wasn't looking.
Well, hello. It looks like we finally have time to talk.
You!
You son of a bitch. Why are we in here? Where the hell is Eugene?
In good time. He's safe. And so are you, for the moment at least.
Safe? We fought giant she-lizards, gunslinging outlaws, a psychotic mainframe, and alien cyborg hillbilly things.
And there are none of those things here.
Calm down, everybody. Where are we?
You're in a holding cell in the detention wing of Nexus Prime.
Nexus Prime? That sounds like a cell phone. Not some badass deep space prison.
Want to do us a solid and elaborate on what the hell a Nexus Prime is?
It's a port of sorts, as well as a military installation for one of the most successful interdimensional empires the multiverse has ever known. You see, the thing about our port is that ships leaving here can travel anywhere and any when.
Oh god, I hate you so much right now.
What the hell is going on? What has been happening to us?
You were chosen.
By whom?
You were all selected by me.
What have we been chosen for? Traveling to the places we've been.
Champions.
Okay, everybody clear on all this? I didn't think so.
Well, let me explain as best I can. Eons ago, in another place, during the Age of Ancients.
Oh, I smell an origin story.
And you're pissed. Jesus. Will, you need to see a doctor when we get back to Salem.
Quiet, I want to hear this.
After a great age of technological enlightenment, my people, known as the Gens, took to the stars. In time, we settled every galaxy in the known universe, propagating our species, our culture, and our way of life. We found other intelligent organisms and raised them up to serve in the great Gen Empire, and oh, what a time of peace that was. Every race living in complete harmony under the watchful guidance of the Gen Elders. But eventually, our resources began running thin. Entire solar systems were consumed for their raw materials, and soon, overpopulation on colonized planets created pockets of war and rebellion.
So, you're saying space Republicans destroyed their universe?
That's the sort of response I'd expect from a liberal, pot-dealing, crystal-loving wizard chick.
The universe began exhibiting symptoms of a sickness, and the elders, for once in their existence, could not cure it. Black holes, tears in gravity that affected the flow of time, and overly aggressive evolution spawned some of the most deadly creatures and diseases on record. In the end, all the Gen Empire could do was partition their universe. They sealed the dead and dying parts of space and time in a phantom zone and retreated to one of the last stable areas they could find.
Like the phantom zone from Superman?
Yeah, human, we named ours first.
Sure you did.
Anyway, the Gen Empire was fading, and without access to fresh resources, we would surely be consumed by the horrors our scientists had unleashed. Fortunately, or unfortunately, as it were, the finest genetically engineered minds in the Gen Society made a discovery.
Other universes. Like string theory, right?
Precisely.
Dave, how the fuck would you know that? Of all the dumb motherfuckers I know, you're the dumbest, Dave.
Again, I'm a dungeon master. Creating worlds is what I do.
And again, for a time, the multiverse knew peace. Until the Gens discovered they were not alone. War was the inevitable result. Only this time, they were fighting their technological equals over millions of years on billions of planets. Trillions of lives were ended across an endless string of universes.
Wait. Have we been killing actual people? Did you turn us into soldiers?
No, Joan. Not exactly, my sweet.
Psst, Dave. This guy is a total space boner for your sister.
You have been fighting for us, in a way. Eventually, both sides realized they couldn't win without destroying every universe they poured into. So, elders from each empire convened and decided on a more civilized solution. Each empire would select champions from pockets of the multiverse. These champions would be sent to the enemy, who would test their mettle through fantastical quests. When champions succeed, the enemy cedes a galaxy. When they lose, the opposite. And so, the proxy war began.
Let's see if I've got this. You grab a party of heroes, give them to your enemy so that they can try and kill them through fantastical quests, and when the heroes succeed, you gain some galactic real estate?
Indeed.
So why are we here? If you recruited us, shouldn't we be in the enemy's hands?
Are we on the enemy base right now?
No, I fudged the rules a bit to bring you to the Nexus Prime.
You said this is a port? Any chance one of these ships can take us home?
Well, not yet.
What if we refuse to participate? Just lay down our guns, as it were.
Oh, you'll be killed. I have no control over this. You will be killed, and others will take your place.
Jason is really dead, then.
I'm afraid so. But look on the bright side. Most GenCorp analysts thought all of you were going to be vaporized during the first confrontation.
What about Eugene? How is he here?
We're actually on our way to meet him. Step back. I'll short out the force field.
We're gonna trust some short prick in a robe? He looks like Palpatine's nephew. This guy's been fucking with us since we wound up on that beach. No fucking way.
Melissa's right. We don't have any reason to believe you're not gonna force lightning us.
No, you don't. You can stay here and die, or you can trust me and start your journey back to Salem. Your Salem.
Oh, this is such bullshit.
I trust him. Let's do it.
Thank you, Joan. Your confidence is most welcome.
Security breach in Penal Sector 1138. Dispatching containment team.
Penal Sector.
They've detected the force fields down. I technically don't have authority to be here. We need to move now.
All right, I'm in.
Fuck. What choice do we have?
Come on, Melissa! He's gonna take us to Eugene!
Fine, but I still don't trust this mincing little weasel.
The stranger quickly leads our heroes out of the brig through a labyrinth of corridors, finally emerging at the end of a long hallway.
Only two guards.
Joan, give me a crystal.
This is a different reality. You have no powers here.
You know, while we're on the topic, our powers weren't exactly reliable before, but that's not why I need it.
Ah, stealth mission. Distraction. Nice.
Did you hear that? I'll check it out.
One down, one to go.
Okay, I've got a plan. Melissa, call out and lure him down here. I'll hide behind these columns and get his legs. Dylan, get his hands. We'll drag him to that empty room we passed and tie him up.
Yeah, that sounds like a great plan. Bob Rush!
Damn, he knocked him out cold, son.
That will also work.
Bum Rush, because you're gay.
Bingo.
Humans. Well, we really should keep moving. Everyone into the plasma lift.
They emerge hundreds of stories below in the bowels of the space station.
It looks clear. The tech lab is just through those doors. My friend Ted is waiting there with Eugene.
Hey, Wakajan. I heard you lost a few million credits betting on that Carpathian crew.
Ugh, not this asshole.
Your name is Wakajan?
Quiet. I'll handle this. And by the way, a Melissa is a venereal disease in my native tongue, so there. Hello, Ator. How are you enjoying the new posting?
It's easier than my last assignment on Nexus Beta. And now that I've got medical coverage, I can get my Melissa treated.
Yeah, and what does this assignment entail?
They essentially have me refilling vending machines down here, and on B86. It leaves me plenty of time to flirt with the new clones on Zed Deck. You know, for a price I can borrow one and leave it in your cabin and then wipe its memory afterward.
You know what, Ator? I'm good. I really must be going.
Oh, be sure to thank your mom again for me when you see her. Who are these?
Humans. I'm taking them to see Ted. He's got a new death ray he's testing. Don't worry, they've been lobotomized.
I like turtles.
Quit improvising, Burnout.
Oh, that's a shame. The one in the wolf shirt looks like she knows her way around a Karlnark.
Quickly, this way.
Waka-John, what's a Karlnark?
Nothing, my sweet. You'll know soon enough.
Ah! Cthulhu! Our Dark Lord no longer slumbers in Raleigh! We bow to you, old one. Please don't turn us into hideous fish monsters.
No. That's Ted. Turn on your translator, Squid.
Well, that. I forgot.
Ah, Jesus! You could have warned us, Wake-a-Jack!
I was the first thing applying a bridge to your front here.
The party sees Eugene floating, upright in a clear liquid, lit by an eerie blue glow. Wires and circuits protrude from a gaping hole in his chest.
What the fuck?
It's funny to think that's what we all look like on the inside.
Eugene is a robot?
Great. Today has been one slow and rigorous mindfuck.
He's a synthetic humanoid. We create them using the same nanotechnology you encountered twice before. He's mostly mineral, but there are organic systems. He died shortly after I selected you as champions, and he needed to be replaced.
I don't think I can take any more surprises. I think I'll chew on a mint leaf and meditate for a bit.
Yes, please rest, Joan. Here, have some water.
Dave, Will is right. Emperor Waka-Jan is trying to bang your sister.
Just call me John, and I would never presume to...
Okay, well, hold on. I've increased his physical strength and upgraded his processing power, which will give him some degree of control to that molecular level. His life recalls should accelerate as well.
So he'll remember who he was?
Yes, but his aggression module is still overclocked. You know, I was initially against it, but turning your friend here to a violent powder keg was one of my better decisions. Wait, Eugene, let me open the... Hatch.
Yay, Eugene! Genie, baby, I thought I lost you again.
Nonsense. Ted here took good care of me. I'm glad you're all in good spirits.
Yes, yes. Save the reunions for another time. We still have work to do. Ted, get the guns and the transporter.
Coming right up!
Transporter? What a shitty, bland name.
No. It's cool. Like Jason Statham.
Then it's settled. We shall call this device the Statham.
Okay, then. Here, take rifles.
Laser guns?
Yes, but only use them if you must. They're not quiet. We'll make our way to the Reality Bay. From there, we can leap...
Don't say leap. We can't say leap.
Slide.
Yep.
Jump to somewhere safe.
That works.
I thought we were going home.
Eventually, but it's not so simple. If you trust me, I will get you home.
Hey, Waka-John. Thought you might be hungry for a bag of Flavor Fives. Hey, what the hell? These lobotomized humans are armed. They'll kill us all.
Stop her before she hits the alarm.
Too late.
Battle.
Eugene, you ripped her head off.
Upgrade.
This is Senator Varick. The humans are in the tech lab. Kill the Earthlings and bring the traitor Waka-Jan to me. Anyone who harms him will be thrown out of the nearest airlock.
Quickly, follow me before the rest of the security forces get down here.
The Earthlings are on the move. Security teams converge on their location.
Far be it for me to pass judgment on someone else's temper, but that lady's a dick.
Yeah, who is that lady?
My mother. She's ranking officer of the Nexus Prime, and she holds a sensitive position on the Proxy War High Council.
If we were chosen warriors for your interdimensional war, why is she trying to kill us?
Wait, I broke more than a few rules bringing you into the fold. Most champions are true warriors. You and your friends are... not.
Lockdown sectors 448 through 454. Nexus High Command would like to remind everyone that cake and punch would be served with the execution mixer on the recreation deck.
We're at 452. They must not know our exact location. Hurry, we're almost there.
I'm starting to chafe.
You and me both, sister.
Melissa! Dylan! Hurry up!
Fuck off! We'll make it just...
You were saying?
My friends! Tidy Man, open this door before I pull your pancreas out through your nose.
Give me a moment. I can't open it. They must have changed the security codes. It's not my fault!
Shit, they're coming. Open the door.
Put your hand.
Are they?
No.
We need to go. Now.
I won't leave my friends!
Maybe we can figure something out when we reach the hangar.
The octagonal chamber more resembles a cathedral than a launch bay. Giant marble pillars rise from the floors to the ceiling high above. Each wall a shimmering window to another world. In the center of the room, a floating, pulsating orb emits an eerie blue light.
I've jammed the door. It will buy us a few minutes. This place was built by the Elders, the first generation of Gens that agreed to the proxy war. It rests at the heart of the Nexus and it leads to many worlds. It's also our way out of here.
These lead to other worlds. Why can't they take us home?
That's one rule that I cannot break.
I didn't realize that there was a law my son would not spit upon.
Hello, Mother.
Oh, shit.
So you killed a few of our men and brought your little pets here. To what end?
You were foolish to come here alone, Mother.
Was I? Guards have already been dispatched. They'll be here any moment.
All they'll find is your corpse.
Ha 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 ha. Ha 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 ha.
Coward! Stop hiding behind your tricks of light! Face me in combat, and I'll write sonnets to the gods with your blood.
Spineless bureaucrat.
Charmed. Son, you disobey direct orders. You were to call the finest warriors from Earth. Instead, you serve up drunks, losers, and incompetent spiritualists. And I ask again, to what end? You can't end the war with this act of petulant defiance. Our struggle is so much bigger than your ego.
We'll see about that.
You see? This little adventure is finally at an end. Two of your friends are dead, and the rest will soon follow.
And you with me. I have the transporter.
It's called the Statham now.
Whatever. The point is, I have it, and we're leaving the Nexus.
Even you are not so merciless. If you activate the device in the Great Hall...
They're starting to get the door open!
If you two are done with your little space opera about mommy issues, we should probably get this show on the road.
Agreed.
Well, Mom, it's been great catching up. Everyone, follow me. You've been asleep all the other times I moved you. You may feel a slight tickle.
This isn't over, son. There's nowhere you can run that I cannot find you. Just think this through, because if you leave here, there's no turning back. When I find you, I'll have no choice but to exile you to the Phantom Zone.
Just pointing out that this doorway here looks an awful lot like a post-apocalyptic wasteland.
Look, I know what I'm doing. Everyone through.
And so our heroes follow the Watcher, descending into the unknown once more. Where will their adventure take them? Who is this Watcher character? What kind of name is Wakajan? Will the Senator catch them? Find out on the next episode of... A Beginner's Guide to Interplanetary Destruction!
Don't poke the force field. Don't poke the force field.
Battle! Battle! Battle!
There is piss everywhere.
Shut up, Dave.
There is piss everywhere.
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 Shut up, Dave.
I'm starting to chafe.
I hate you so much right now.
Because you're gay.
He looks like Palpatine's nephew.
Bingo. I can finally get space wasted, space wasted, space wasted, space wasted.
Because you're gay. Bum rush.
He looks like Palpatine's nephew.
Everywhere.
Shut up, shut up, shut up.
There is piss everywhere.
Don't poke the force field.
He looks like Palpatine's nephew. Palpatine's nephew.
Bingo.
Because you're gay.
It's funny to think that's what we all look like on the inside.